We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I guess I can still say to you a happy new year to you. You're listening to The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's 15 minutes past 12. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We hold it to be worthy of note. I'm assuming that you're still in slumber as far as the year goes. You're not mentally in the year. I would even say you're not even emotionally prepared for the maze called 2024, the high hills and the valleys. And already there is this, what appears to be a conversation around a possible petrol hike. And I mean, I think it's one thing to be concerned with petrol hike. It's something else to try to figure out what the cap is and when that time will come about. And so this afternoon, we're going to be talking about that. We've spoken about this before, yeah. But here again, in the absence of policies that are engraved in stone, that stand to be proven, to be profitable for people development and pro-social development, I guess these conversations will continue. There'll always be the conversation around the fall of the Naira against the dollar. There'll always be the conversation around everything that is touched by that singular fall of the Naira against the dollar. So the ripple effect or the domino effect continues, and how much this will impact our lives will make for the very core of what we must discuss. So that's our first hour. In our second hour, we're looking to discuss, more like learn, the sectors to look at, the industries to consider as we step into the year 2024. Where is the money? And if people want to make money, what should they do? Where should they look? 2:30, Desmond will be here. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. So I want you to know that the year already started counting on the 1st, and whether it becomes the platform for your dreams, whether you make it, whether you don't, I guess that decision starts now. In the meantime, live like you're dying. So you can win money today. I told you yesterday that it was possible for you to win some money today on Nigeria Info. Dial *347*880*3# for a chance to win some money today. Well, this has been going on for a while, so I guess if you have been listening to the morning show, the Sunny Side, in the past few weeks, Game On, like, it's really just been money giveaway galore. Today on the Sunny Side, you can win 20,000. But then again, if you want to know how you qualify, you're asked to play as many times as is possible, and every chance will cost you 500 Nigerian Naira. There's a capping to that. You can stake more than 20,000, but for every time you stake, you're staking 500 Naira. Love your chance or your stars to shine today. *347*880*3#. All right, so there is what appears to be a conversation. Hold on. Can you hear me? Wait. I can't even hear me. There we go. All right. So there is what appears to be a conversation. It's largely still in the wind as an assumption, speculation, but at least in some quarters, there's some argument surrounding the possibility that what is right to do in terms of costing of what now is fuel, petrol, would be to increase the price again. So, I mean, the last time we spoke about this, I can fully remember, or I'll say I recall, the pain, the complaints, and how people airing their plight, you can really just feel how inconvenient the reality has become. I mean, I think it's been inconveniencing for a long time, but now has become a burden that people practically have to carry around living through the moments of their lives. And one wonders, well, maybe it's not even the problem. Maybe it's not much of a problem to endure difficulty. The question is, when does this difficulty come to its end? When is it something else? When is it a new conversation? When is it a new situation? When is it a better development? When? Doesn't quite appear I have that answer. Well, I don't have all the answers, but asking that particular question, I do not have an answer to that question. The Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited and Fuel Marketers, under the aegis of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, yesterday, clashed over the removal of subsidy on petrol. So now there are different parts to this, and I want to highlight the parts. One is what appears to be the clash over the removal of subsidy on petrol. So that's one. And then there is a conversation around what the price should be. On one hand, a group of persons are saying that fuel subsidy was not removed. They state instead that it was reduced. Now, the NNPC stated that the subsidy has been removed. So here we're, I don't know, a battle of opinions, I guess. Nigerians probably don't even care for the detail, because now they're paying hard money for a liter of fuel. And while this still requires some adjusting too, given that we're talking inflation in double digits, we're talking about, I mean, scarcity on one end, and then there's even the threat of scarcity of food, particularly now that we're still having to revisit the issue of insecurity. While all of this is still going on, it doesn't even appear that there would be an end in sight anytime soon. All right, just hold on, because I'm opening up the telephone lines in a moment. Yesterday, the local currency closed at 998 to a dollar at the official market. Now, I want to tell you that this is concerning. This right here, the official rate. You know, usually when you want the dollar, you go to the black market because of the ease of access. Yeah, and sometimes when you want to do like serious stuff, I mean, I think everything you do with foreign currency could be serious, but you know what I mean? Like, say, importation, education, you want to pay for school, or you want to pay for medical. I even hear, you're paying for medical, that's serious stuff. Even the BTA, if you're traveling, if you're leaving the country and you need foreign currency, I think that's also serious stuff. The banks have a rate by which they exchange. Now, yesterday, it's reported that we closed at almost 1,000 naira to a dollar, official rate. And the black market is trading at 1,225 naira to the dollar. So first of all, that's a conversational in and by itself. That's just something we can decide to discuss. All right, but let's further this one a little bit. Economists and oil marketers said PMS subsidy was increasing in recent times, but the NNPC quickly countered these positions and it's recovering its full cost on the importation of premium motor spirit, popularly called petrol. Now, so we are getting from, at least I was on the Punch this morning, and you know, I'm reading this and I'm figuring out that this question of subsidy somehow still lingers in the flanks, even though the NNPC say it's been. I'm going to play you an audio of a guest on Channels Television who's of the opinion that it wasn't removed, actually just reduced. Marketers confirmed to the subsidy on petrol was increasing considering the crash of the naira against the dollar and the cost of crude, stressing that PMS should be sold at 1,200 a liter in the free market. So here is what my concern is. If there is any clash ongoing, if there's a debate already, if there is a back and a forth, it means that somewhere soon to be would be an increase in the price of petrol. I hear right now, it depends on what location. Petrol right now, a liter is about 660, 670. Some people are paying somewhere between 620. So between 620 and 670. I think someone even told me that they were paying 690 somewhere. But let's just say between 620 20 and 6.70. So that's what we're paying right now. And then there is the Naira consistently falling against the dollar, which, according to marketers, practically informs the price in the free market. So there's that. So real quick, let's just go to this audio. I think you may need this insight. And then after this, I'll open up the telephone lines.
Truth is that at the end of the day, what is most important to an economist is the welfare of the people. You can have all the indicators looking positive, but if people are unhappy, then you will have happy statistics and unhappy people. One. Two, I've heard all the analysts say here that subsidy has been removed. No, the truth is that subsidy has been reduced. If the subsidy is removed, then the price of PMS, as you see today, will be much higher than what it is. Now, having said that, three is that reform is not the same thing as institutional reform. What you are seeing today, because of all of these things on the internet, is that the institutions that actually implement policies in Nigeria are rotten, and that you need to reform those institutions all the way from administration of justice to taxes to monetary policy. All of those institutions need to be reformed so that there'll be no impunity. Four is that you cannot do partial equilibrium analysis. In other words, you cannot fix the interest rates and leave the exchange rate alone. You cannot fix petroleum subsidy and leave debt alone. So it has to be a comprehensive package where everything is looked at the same time. And then you begin to go towards general equilibrium. Four is that the people are the owners of the country. The leaders are the servants of the country. So we need to change that mindset so everybody knows that you have to hold the feet of policymakers and politicians to the fire. I think we've seen a lot of that in the last few days. Anybody who is in position of authority now knows that it serves the people. Now, the truth is that also, I heard something about minimum wage review. Price inflation, wage inflation, inflation expectations all come together. There's no way you can do this. You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. So we have to be first and foremost honest with the people. We have to put the facts on the table. What exactly here? What is our population? What are our net external reserves free of encumbrance? What is the true price of oil? What's the oil revenue? When we now have the facts, we now know how to utilize it and how to make it, how to optimize the resources that Nigeria has. Without optimization of resources, we will have suboptimal outcomes. And that is where we are going. But
all right, so you're listening, or you have just heard Bismarck Rewane. He was on China television. And according to him, it's not been removed. It's only been reduced. He is the chief executive officer, financial derivatives company. And so I'm going to love to open up the telephone lines. One, I want to state to you, in my gut feeling, is the fact that it doesn't appear that anything has changed since the new administration kicked off. What appears to be, at least in the wings, would be a situation where Nigerians pay more from the already established situation of non-fluid income, an inelastic income, where the income is fixed and everything else around that income increases. And so Nigerians now are going to have to, and I want you to think about it for a moment. So I even think 1,200 is a lot. I'm thinking, imagine paying 800 a liter. Imagine paying 1,000 naira for a liter of fuel. Now, here is where the other issue is. Nothing solidifies the naira. So if you come up with a conjecture, if nothing solidifies the naira, holds it fixed against the dollar, then it means if we somehow start paying 800, we'll pay 1,000. We'll pay 1,002. If we pay 1,002, we're going to pay 1,005. Because nothing is backing the naira. Nothing. So this is a free fall. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. And I think what I'd love for you to gradually, you know, wake or come awake into the year 2024, the reality already threatens to bite and bite even harder than it did in 2023. My name's Joyce. On Nigeria Info, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, my sister. You know, when I hear the voice, I say, this must be Bisu Ahmed. He was there with the Buhari government. Did they take his advice? These are people. They say they will be a good leader. You have to be a good listener. Did they listen? Joyce, I travel. I bought fuel somewhere around the Tilazaba. That is around Obuashi for $6.50. And I saw some filling station, 970, around the bypass up to Benin area.
970?
No, 650 where I bought.
You bought 650, but you saw 60. Somewhere else.
Yeah, signboards, other filling station.
Yeah.
670, 690.
Okay.
That is around Benin, by the bypass and towards Benin area too.
Yeah.
So I know how much I got out of my pocket to go to Delta and come back to Lagos. Joyce, I'm telling you this today. You hear them say, even if the refinery start working, right? The prices will not be different.
In fact, we've heard too many things at this point. I think the facts are actually confusing, to be honest.
We are really in for trouble. The funny thing is that these people, they don't care. They have this I don't care attitude. You know the subsidy you're talking about? The man said, no, they reduce. But when the man said subsidy is gone, people were clapping. Especially supporters were clapping. Oh, subsidy gone where? They will put the money into hell. They will put it into hell. They will put what?
So now, yeah. But the NNPC is saying that it has been removed. So one is left with, who do you believe? You'll say, believe the NNPC because they're the importers, the sole importers.
No. Right from time. Since they sold NNPC to these guys that bought it, Owando, right? That MD, when told us we have millions of liters of fuel that will last us for 3 months, then the next day you increase the price to 5-something. I never believe that guy anymore. Anything from NNPC and that carrier, what they call him. Just by God's grace, this year, if things remain, I will not go. I will not travel. Because I know how much I spend this one.
What do you
mean?
How much do you spend? So give us an idea, because now I want to even throw it open.
When I was going, Joyce, I bought fuel of 39,050 something. That's almost 40, right?
Yeah.
Then coming back again, the first place I bought fuel was 35,000. Then I entered Lagos. I top up with 10,000 naira.
Wow. On fuel alone.
So I will not try that this year, by God's grace, if God spare my life. I will not.
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So fuel went from about 119 naira a litre to 500 and then to 600. And now to whatever you have to pay for a litre of fuel, which is probably somewhere between 620, 650, 670. The sunny side. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line. I'm calling from Ekwe.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, first off, the GMD of NNPC is nobody. I mean, somebody that if you want to have sanity, some sort of sanity, you know, in your head, I think you should not even believe anything he says.
Why?
You know, because I've said a lot of conflicting things. You know, from the $3 billion he borrowed, you know, to stabilize the naira, and then some sort of stabilization for 3 days, you know, and then the naira begins to nosedive. You know, to the first time the subsidy was removed, and then I think there was kind of this conflicting issue between him and the oil marketers then.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things. And this boils down to the selective probing, and then even though I don't pray Emefiele, you know, he's left out the hook. You know, but I think if Emefiele needs to be pinned, the present GMD of NNPC needs to answer a lot of questions. The NNPC has become this thing, and I'm not surprised, because that is where almost all the politicians in Nigeria, you know, the NNPC and this NDDC, that is their concrete pipe, you know, that they used to filter money. So, and for the presidency, because I think that, you see, the moment we begin to get a honest person who begins to drive the process, you know, in the interest of Nigerians, that is when we'll begin to get it right. Because everything boils down to the presidency. It is inevitable now that for us to move forward, there has to be some sort of restructuring. You can't centralize the economy resources of this country, you know, and then centralize security, and then you believe you want to move forward. It is clear to all of us now that if we want to move forward, there has to be some devolution of power, you know, in terms of some states controlling their resources, and then also taking care of some sort of security. We talk of these state police and so on. And then coming back to the dollar issue, you see, the government has disappointed a lot of us. I didn't think they are going to do fantastically well. You know, but when it comes to the issue of subsidy, then I was one of the people who believe perhaps maybe subsidy should go, you know, because the way they were pouring our future into coma. But I was surprised that even as they removed the subsidy, they still kept on borrowing. And then the president never even waited, you know, to look at the economy and how it was going to have effect on the people. And then he equalized the naira, the exchange rate, you know. And that was where the president got everything wrong. Because aside from the subsidy issue, the exchange rate is the major driver of Nigeria economy. You know, because when the naira is devalued, you know, it affects everything, foodstuff, you know, medicine. Imagine the rate at which they are selling medicine presently. So the president should have studied the why, but I don't know people who are addressing him. And then they destroyed the economy totally. So I don't know where we are going to go from here. For me, I've prepared my mind.
How do you mean? What's the preparation? What have you prepared?
Because I'm not expecting anything good.
Yeah, but doesn't say much, because you're hit hard by the implication of the policies in the country.
What I'm trying to say is that when you have your mind prepared, you know that you are not expecting anything good, or perhaps you are not expecting so much, you know, for them.
Yeah.
You know how to navigate your way. Today, if something that is so 10 naira, you know, becomes 20 naira tomorrow, yes, it might affect me, but the headache won't be as much as me hoping that thing will come back to perhaps 5 naira or 9 naira.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it jumps to 20 naira. And again, I would have loved it if they would be truthful to Nigerians. Because,
yeah,
you see, truth is something that is, even though things are not moving forward, things are... of recent, I was liking the present administration, you know, that at least these people are not keeping malice with Nigerians, you know, compared to the previous administration. But I'm beginning to think about it that the kind of communication they are giving, the lies are just too much. You can't be telling people 90% lies and perhaps 10% truth. That is, even if their truth is up to 10%. So people within the corridors of power should take note and realize that, like, the information, as in people, the rate at which people are knowledgeable these days is different from 20, 30, 40 years ago, but they are still operating the system as if they are 50 years behind. So I don't really know.
All right.
I hope they will take note, and perhaps one day reason will prevail. Thank you.
Thank you very much, really, for calling. I do appreciate. You know, something else that has just crossed my mind would be the expenses expended during this period. You know, like during the Christmas season, people tend to want to be a little bit more celebratory, and just that desire can become quite expensive. So I would love your feedback on how, I don't know, shocking you have found the cost of things during this season, this December, this Christmas, New Year season. Like, how much did you bleed in order to come through the celebratory season? I was speaking to my brother, and he's somewhere with my younger sister and her family, and he told me, like, it's so quiet here. It's like everybody's inside their house and nobody's coming out. The last time he was there, so I asked him, I was like, so what happened the last time you were there? I was like, well, people were a little bit more out there. They really had a reason to celebrate, so they were really in the celebration spirit. But this time, everywhere was just quiet. People are in their houses, and maybe, I don't know, I guess, of course he doesn't know, given that this is just a different situation from what it was before. Someone said that he wanted to buy turkey, and he was told a turkey was 70,000, and he had to go buy chicken flavor. Now, I thought that was funny. I thought he was trying to be comical, because he ended up buying it. But I hear that the normal frozen food you would have bought, someone told me frozen turkey was 5,000 something, like 5,500, something like that, for 1 kilo of frozen turkey in comparison to what it is you've had to pay for that prior to the end of the year. So when you think about how much this December has cost you, and if this is any measure of any reality as far as your Nigerian citizenship continues, what do you think this may tell? How do you predict a future? I mean, let's not even go into the future. Let's not, because that would be thinking so far. Let's just look at 2024. If this December is any measurement of your reality, what is your 2024 going to look like? Now, remember that oil money is saying that it's a possibility, and for all that it's worth, for petrol price to go up. They're saying they intend on pegging it at 1,200. That is what will seem fair, both for consumer and importer. Let me read this one. Oil marketers pegging petrol price at 1,200 a liter is definitely not a good way to open the curtains of 2024, already on the high side. The prices of services and consumables will go up even more than the new price. Thank you very much. A message out of Badagry, I do appreciate. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lady J.
Thank you very much for calling. Happy New Year to you.
Good to hear your voice, 2024.
Good to hear from you in 2024. I'm glad you're alive, but we need to make some major adjustments this year. Because
Yeah, we sure do.
So first of all, just before you go into the real gist of the matter, your expenses this December, how different is it in comparison to what could have been normal?
It was astronomically different, because, you know, prior to the December, I told you I'd already done my travels, went out to see people at home and do the needful and got back. Whether you do it by road or by flight, what you spent was almost 100%, much more than what you would have spent. And as I speak to you now, let me shock you. A filling station, I just went in the filling station to get some fuel, and they told me the price is now 1,200 a liter.
No, not already.
New site. Let me just be specific. There's a filling station at New Site, Community Road, Satellite Town. And as a matter of fact, they told me they were shutting down. They were not going to sell. I said I was ready to buy at 1,200.
Today?
Today, I'm just because of this argument between NNPC and marketers already. The filling stations are already adjusting their meters. You see, Joyce, for me, I'm not surprised. I don't know if other people were expecting something different. I'm not surprised. For me, Emeka, I've always known that this administration is up to no good. And like the last caller aptly emphasized, he had already buttoned up and prepared himself so as not to expect any shocker. Because when you prepare for the worst, well, if anything good comes up, you just okay. But if you try to be optimistic and tomorrow you see something worse, that would be the shocker. But for me, I know we are definitely up for gloomy days. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because you can't give what you don't have. It's as simple as that. You can't just come on board without putting certain structures in place and announce that subsidy is gone. Many people were clapping, and people were like, yeah, we don't agree. The question was subsidy in itself a bad idea? No, it wasn't. It was the management, the way it was being handled. Now, rather than going after those people who mismanaged the subsidy arrangement or scheme, they decided to throw it out without even any preparation on ground. Now, you're unifying the exchange rate of the dollar against the Naira. You want a unified exchange rate. But what, like you rightly said in your intro, what support does the Naira have? What are the pillars? What are those indices you put in place to support the Naira from a free fall? So I won't be surprised if before, by the end of this year, we start exchanging the Naira for 2,000 Naira a dollar. I won't be surprised. So let's just have it in mind that we have, and the worst part of it is that even the leaders are not even reflecting, like their lifestyle does not even reflect the reality on ground.
Yeah.
It's just as if we're living in a different planet from those leading us in their ostentatious and profligate lifestyle. You know, cutting down on the cost of governance. And like the last caller also mentioned, a lot of lies and propaganda all over the place. You don't even know who to believe. NNPC is saying a different thing on one part. The marketers are saying a different thing on one part. But when you look at the reality on ground, I'm tempted to believe the marketers rather than NNPC, because NNPC have always spewed out.
All the fantasy. So talking about what's free falling, in this moment is the Naira against the dollar. And the tragedy of this is nothing backs the Naira. So here's what I think the Americans did. They used, first it was the gold that used to back the dollar. And then they decided, let's keep all the gold to ourselves and let's issue fiat money. But then again, the money needs something to back it up. So what's going to back it? And then you say, well, we would use our credit as Americans. We use our power, our force as America. But then again, we also have to use something else. Okay, so what's the biggest trade in the world? If you hit oil and oil is going to be international, then let oil be what backs up the Naira. So there is Fort Knox in Washington that's holding all the gold. Yeah, after the gold stopped being what backs up the U.S. dollar. So now the issue of crude backing the U.S. dollar and whatever else is behind it, which, of course, I would say the crude and then their credit as the world power. Yeah? Good. What backs the Naira? What? Now, that's a question. If we fail to answer, we are going to free fall.
Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Ask everyone. Ask everyone. Anyone.
I want to quickly apologize to my last caller just before the commercial break. I sincerely do apologize for that interruption, and I'm hoping you'll call back to conclude your speaking. Welcome if you have just tuned in. And it's Nigeria Info. We're here just at the very threshold of the year 2024. Maybe we're trying to resist the bite that could come from what is obvious. Good. Already marketers are saying that the cost of petrol could be $1,200. And a caller called me just before the break to state that a filling station somewhere close to where he resides has already increased price and has told him, well, even intending to shut down, except you're willing to pay $1,200 a liter. So maybe this is the moment I get to ask you to confirm to me, particularly if you've gone out today to buy fuel, what the prices say. One, two, I know you don't have that answer when I say, what backs the dollar? Well, what backs the Naira? We have an idea what backs the dollar. What backs the Naira? Look, if we don't answer that question, if there is nothing upon which this fiat paper money is hinged on, close your eyes, say a prayer, and wait. It's coming. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190.
Hello.
Good.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Yeah, Lady J, I'm back again.
Thank you very much for calling back. I do appreciate
it. I didn't even know it.
I apologize.
I'm talking.
I apologize.
You see, so like I said, that police station told me that except I'm willing to buy one, two, they're shutting down. Mm. And they couldn't even give me any justifiable reason for what they were saying. But like I said, the problem we have in this part of the world is that our leaders or elites, let me look at politicians, seem to be ensconced in their own cocoon, quite different from what the reality of the masses.
Yeah.
Because today you hear one thing, next tomorrow you hear a different thing. NNPC saying a different thing. Marketers are saying a different thing. The atmosphere is charged with lies and propaganda that you don't even know who to believe. And like the first caller said, is that when you say the truth, the people can keep up pace with you and they will know how to adjust themselves. But we're up, the first time I said something that when you are dealing with a government that has elevated propaganda, falsehood, profligacy, and all of the negative vices to state policy, this is what you get. Just because of this argument that is taking place now, a feeling that you refuse to sell, except I was willing to buy 1,200. Is that new site, community road, any other person can go and confirm? And I'm sure most other filling station fools do not like you. Rightly ask the question, what is holding the Naira? The Naira is going to continue at a free fall. Don't be surprised that before December this year, we will exchange around 2,000 Naira, 2,000 plus for the dollar. Because the reason for the unification of the Naira, of the exchange rate, it's almost close to nothing. There's no structure. There's nothing in place. You're removing subsidy, no structure. So it's like we act before we think in this part of the world. So unfortunately, this is our reality. But we as a masses are in a different world. The leaders are in a different world.
Let me ask you, please. Did you buy the petrol at 1,000?
I refused to buy. Okay. I went elsewhere and I got almost six ninety or so.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe those ones are still in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
That very filling station is fond of adjusting just at the slightest news they hear. They just adjust.
Okay.
Because they have more Easterners living around that area, so they take advantage of that and the environment.
Okay.
So I went elsewhere and I got. But let us be ready. Let us tighten. Like they said, we should tighten up our belts. Why they expand there?
All right.
We, the masses, need to tighten up our belt because it's going to get worse. Nothing will get better.
All right.
Unfortunately, that is what it's going to be. And I'm not surprised. When they told us that they were going to continue from where the last administration stopped, we all knew how bad that administration was. And someone was telling you, I'm going to continue from where he stopped. Of course. What were you expecting? Keep up the good work, my sister.
Thank you very much
for
calling.
Once again.
I do appreciate you calling in and your exercising faith in a system that makes you nearly faithless. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joyce.
Good to have you.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Good to have you here, Remy. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Point of correction. The last caller said Naira was unified. It was never unified at any point. What happened to it was devalued. You know, they told us our currency has been floated.
Yeah.
But we got to realize it was devalued. And there is something we need to understand. Propaganda can never translate to good governance. But that is what this administration...
I'm with you. Have I lost you?
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
So I said the modus operandi, propaganda, all through. They told us they borrowed $800 million to stabilize the Naira. It only took a few days. Back to square one, even far worse than we were. And we're not asking questions. We've been told to tighten our seatbelt, that things will get worse before it will get better. Even one of the GOs told us on the first of this month that things will get worse before things will get better. So we should brace up. So I'm telling my fellow Nigerians, let us brace up. Let us brace up. Things won't get better anytime soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. In about a few minutes from now, I want to ask Nigerians what they think about the prophecies that have come from the past to this very moment and how those prophecies regarding the nation may have influenced the nation in any regard. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you join the conversation. Happy New Year to you. You tell us your name. You can go ahead.
I'm Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Good. Welcome, Sunday.
Yeah, Joyce. Happy New Year once again.
Sure.
I think this is my first time of speaking to you in this New Year.
Yeah, glad you're here.
Joyce, I've been listening to on the issue of NNPC and the fuel system and how it's incrementing, the whole filling station are incrementing their fuel price. I just want to point out, the stage we found ourselves now started from somewhere. And it has been a continuous trend. It begins now. I don't think that there will be end to it. It is Nigerians that will put an end. We, as citizens, that will, not the few officials who are in the government, that will put an end to this. And Joyce, if you could remember, there was a time Obasanjo was a president, as a civilian president in Nigeria. You see, this man worked successfully, battled, built some ministries in terms of security and other things, and which we are benefiting today. But you know, the same man who brought all this thing was the same man in the system when he left. And that was the same system that is affecting us today. Now, if you can decide that INEC chairman in an election in this country, this is what one man needs, not the Nigerians need. Just want a decision. Please, do this for me. And this is the same scenario that is playing out. It's like, I'm your brother, and you are working in radio station, and if you are doing some jingles, that means if I'm learning from you, if you are no more there, I will take your step. And this is where we landed. So, Buhari, Yaradua, and this previous man, Tinubu, they are not our problems. I'm telling Nigerians, they should hear my voice. They are not our problems. The people who are the person that is our problem, it is the man who brought them.
You're breaking up.
It's our problem. So that is where we are landing today. And if we cannot change it, Joyce, we are nowhere. We start buying fuel.
I apologize. Look, I sincerely do apologize. For some very weird reason, your connection keeps breaking off for the last few sentences, so you may have to hang up and call me back if that is no inconvenience to you.
All right, thank you.
Please. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Yes, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling.
I'm so ecstatic. I'm delighted to talk to you, mate.
I'm glad to hear from you in the year 2024.
Happy New Year.
And to you too. I wish you well.
I want to say this New Year is going to be amazing. But on the other side of the device, you've got to bring a lot of cost of living. And I think the only solution Nigeria can get now is if, as it's allegedly, that the senator in Nigeria is being paid at $6 million a month, I think if you can cut the salary to just $8 million, he won't die. Yes. He won't die. Then check what will be left over. One man's salary. Share if an employed Nigerian youth in the street. Pay them just 100K. Joy. They will rejoice. You see that? They will rejoice. Talk of doing that times 36 and 190 meters. You will change. Things will change from here. We don't even know how much the governor earns in a month. Talk less of the president. We don't know how much they earn. Why will we not suffer? Why will poverty not grow? We are giving them to children inside poverty. We raise them in poverty. They eat and live in poverty. They still die in poverty. Nothing will change. Countries like France, Sweden, Norway, Saudi, they can't pay a senator that is using law. For what? Is he giving us life? What is he doing? That is what I want Nigeria to change. And please, Nigerian government has to regulate childbearing in Nigeria. One man can't be allowed to give birth to 10 children again. No. It shouldn't be allowed again.
How is this supposed to happen?
Okay. Look at it this way. For an average Nigeria, if you finish school right now, how much do you think you are going to be paid? Like if you are employed in a company now, how much do they pay you and you are giving birth to, let me say, 10, 8, or 5, 6?
You know,
check the cost.
You know
how
what?
Much will
it
Check how much you feed one person.
We may just consider your point at the, because these are dire moments in our lives. We may just consider you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Sure. Well, so anybody in support of this brother who insists that the government must regulate the birth rate? Nigeria Info.
George, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling.
This is Mr. Frank.
Good to have you.
You see, today I just don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I get it. Me too. I wish I didn't have to speak.
People that is talking, should care what they say.
What do you mean?
How can somebody say that Tinubu is not our problem? That is Obasanjo. How much did Obasanjo say for us? How much was dollar when Obasanjo was winning?